and me. Right back.
Have you no shame? Is nothing sacred?
What? In the supermarket?
No, you never got.
Suture.
Suture.
Thank you, nurse.
You're welcome.
Apart from Car World and.
Is for you.
ABC presents Graham Kennedy's R.S. Playhouse, a deep and meaningful
various age.
Written by Gary Riley and Tony Sattler, the work silently beckoning.
Hi, come in, darling. What's your name?
Thank you. Pardon?
What's your name?
Ted. Terry. Jim.
Okay, Ted, Terry, Jim.
Oh, no, it's not, Ted, Terry, Jim. It's just Jim.
Good.
You see, I get confused. There are so many different names around, huh? Everyone seems to have a different one these days. So, just call me Ted, Terry, Jim. Jim is my name. Yes. Jim.
Good. Jim?
Yes, Jim is my name.
Fine. Good. Well, do you mind if I close the door?
No. Go right ahead.
Well, are you going to come in first?
Hmm? Oh, yes. Sorry. Of course, yes. Oh, it's warm, isn't it? Aren't you hot? I am. No, of course you're not. You're not wearing any clothes. Well, you're not wearing very much at all, are you? Gee, aren't you cold? I'm not.
You all right?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks.
Well, would you like to sit down?
Yes.
I meant the chair.
Oh, the chair. Oh, that chair. No, I'm quite comfortable here. I quite like the floor. It's really sort of, you know, flat-ish.
Yes.
Yeah, but now that I know you don't mind me sitting in your chair, I'll sit in it. Some people are so pushy the way they just sit in chairs all the time. Nice chair. Good, comfortable, purple colour.
It's a green chair.
Really? Feels purple. Well, sort of. Greenish purple. Or purplish green. I'm so nervous.
There's no need to be.
Yes, there is.
We haven't seen you here before, Jim. Jim, that's you.
Hmm? Sorry, I thought you were talking to...
I was saying you haven't been here before.
No. Have you?
I work here.
Oh, of course. What do you do here?
What do you mean, what do I do here? What do you think I do here?
Oh, sorry, of course, yes. No, I thought you might be the accountant or tea lady, or but you're not. You're a...
Yes.
Yes, one of the girls.
Yes.
Who work here.
Yes.
Well, I'm nervous.
Is this your first time?
No, no, never. No, hundreds of times. Oh, lots of places. All kinds of different... I've travelled, you know, all over the world. My work, business.
What do you do?
Plumber. Yes, I'm a plumber.
You're a global plumber?
Yes, I'm a staff plumber for, Qantas.
Really? I've never heard of
plumber. I'm not lying. It's true, you know, really. I fly around the world, unclogging all the jet lags in jumbo jets and, things. Anyway, that's enough about me. What do you do for a living? Damn, I've done it again. Sorry, I'm...
It's all right, calm down. Look, Jim, my name's Candy.
Oh, how do you do, Candy? My name's Ted. Terry. Jim.
You sure?
Yes, Jim. That's what I told you, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, well, there you go again. A bloke knows his own name when he hears it.
Well, Jim, why don't you just...
I've got a free ticket.
For what?
For you. For some of the other... One of the other girls who works this place. For this place.
What are you talking about?
Well, here. This is Monique's Helping Hand Massage Emporium. Definitely no extras. Discretion assured. Ask about our 8-girl oriental underwater massage for the tired executive, isn't it?
7 girls. Kay's got the mumps.
But I am in the right place.
Yes.
Oh, well. Here I am.
Listen, Jim, darling, I'm a busy girl and I don't give out free tickets.
But I've got...
This is a massage parlour, not Luna Park. Now, either we come to an arrangement or we don't, in which case...
No, look, you don't understand. I've got this...
What?
It's a gift voucher.
Sorry, we're all out of Ronald McDonald's balloons.
No, see, it's written on the back of your card. Advance payment received by Thelma Potley, bracket, Monique, close bracket, for Ted Rogers. The fee covers the following services. 1 2-girl butterfly tickle and luxury spa, or one Japanese toe tremble and standard spar, or one only house special.
Oh, you're the bloke with a birthday. Your mates came in yesterday. Who's Ted Rogers?
It's me.
Get away. And here's me thinking your name was Jim.
It's Ted, and it's my birthday, and the bloke said, seeing as though it's my 40th birthday, and how at 40 you're over the hill, and it's your last chance to get amongst it, and I didn't really want to come, but they all pitched in, and they're all a nice bunch of guys, and if I didn't, they'd all be terribly hurt and disappointed, so here I am, besides which they're all out in the car watching the place, so do you have a back door, please?
No.
Oh, well, Well, what happens now, then?
Happy birthday to you.
Look, I'm nervous enough without you singing to me. I just want
to... Look, Jim, Ted, just relax and collect your birthday present.
No, really, look, I mean, I haven't been in a place like this before, and why didn't they just send me a cake?
Relax, you'll love it. I'll look after you.
You? Oh, no, I can't.
What's the matter with me?
Well, nothing. You're very well... you're a redhead.
I'll change it. What would you like? Blonde, brunette, pink? Oh, no, you're the one who likes a nice, comfortable greenish-purple, aren't you?
Sorry. Listen, have you got a side window I could climb out of?
No.
A fire escape. You must have a fire escape. You'd never get a licence without it. Of course, you're not licensed, are you?
And we don't bake birthday cakes either. Now stop fiddling with the door handle and don't block the peephole with your thumb.
They'll see in.
They can't see in. Now will you just relax and accept your birthday present in the spirit in which it is sold?
Sorry, but you see...
It doesn't have to be me. And in fact, the way you're jumping around, I'm glad it's not.
What? There are more of you? I've got a choice?
You have. You're the birthday boy. You can choose between the exotic delights of tiny lotus melon, whose geisha skills have given the Ginza goosebumps, or simmering Sonia, queen of the sauna and Venus of the Valkyries, or the ooh-la-la oomph-today girl from Gay Paris, Bridget Jackson, whose saucy ways drove the River Seine crazy.
Look, they're all
listed on the menu. Here, take it. Go into the waiting room. Pour yourself a nice long drink and work out what you want for your birthday. By the way, number 8 scratch, because Kay's
got
the mumps.
Yeah.
Right. So go into the waiting room and give me a call when you're ready. Not that door.
Why not?
The ironing board will fall on you.
Oh, here?
No, that's the embalming room.
That's... Pardon?
This place used to be a funeral parlour.
Oh. There's no one still...
No, we had a clearance sale.
That's a joke.
Yes.
Which door?
The one with waiting room written on it.
Oh, of course, right.
Now just go in and relax and I'll give you a call when the girls are free. I mean ready.
Thank you. An old funeral parlour, eh? Dead people and everything. No wonder there's no fire escape. Gin, vodka, Pimm's. Pimm? Well, I've never seen it in a flagon before. Whiskey. Ah, scotch. Damn, empty. Bacardi and Coke again. Oh, well, just Coke. I don't believe it. Even the Coke bottle's got the level marked. I have a beer. Notice to our clients. In keeping with the statewide awards under the Cottage Industry Act of 1922, this studio will be closed next Thursday the 23rd for the annual Gala Prostitutes Picnic to be held at Gallipoli Lake and Lion Park, license granted. In cases of emergency only, ring 827-3929 and ask for Bert. Found. Heidi, the Swiss maid with the yodeling fingers, has found in her room one only driver's license in the name of Arnold Charles Blackett, 16 Wombat Crescent, Newtown. Does not require spectacles. 8 points. Will whoever owns this article please contact the cashier? Large reward expected to ensure discretion. Swiss maid with yodeling fingers. What the hell are yodeling fingers? Maybe she's to poke the holes in Swiss cheese. Oh, well. Playboy. Penthouse. Playboy. Modern boating? Maybe it's got a centrefold of Francis Chichester. Playboy, Reader's Digest. Oh, you can't escape them. They must breed in waiting rooms. Ah, Australasian Post. I bet you someone's done... Yep, someone's done Mr. Wisdom's whopper, wouldn't you? And marked all the differences between the pictures. Hold on, they've missed one. The bloke's got 3 legs in this one. Tick. Oh, he's got 3 legs in the other one too. Must have been drawn by Rolf Harris. Oh, well, the Post said the Dick. Hey, Thrust, the magazine for men who must. Special bonus issue. A life-size centerfold that you can iron onto your sheet. Really? Must have a look at that. Wow. Hang on. Some bastard's taken half of her. What rotten low swine would... Oh. Miss Thrust of 1976 will be continued in next month's throbbing issue of Thrust. Huh. What a con. It's like getting half a pair of socks. Half a mirror. Half a rubber band. Still, she's not bad. Hmm. I would. I love you, Miss Thrust. Even if you have only got one nork. Sorry. I didn't know. I didn't see you behind the vibrating, pulsing... what is that thing?
It's the battery-powered centerfold from Thrust magazine that you fill with warm porridge.
Oh, yes, I knew that. Of course, everyone knows that. Well, what are you here for? Well, I know what you're here for, but why are you here? Well, I know why you're here, too. Silly question. Of course, I'm not here for what you're... I'm not here for the normal thing. I mean, I'm not kinky. Oh, no, I'm not here for the abnormal thing, either, that you're not here for, either. I'm here for, is it your birthday?
No.
No, well, of course it isn't. It's mine.
Really?
Oh, yes, yes, it's my birthday, all right. 40 years. 40 years. You didn't see a white Land Rover full of blokes outside the front door, did you?
Yes.
God, they're still there. They're still singing?
They took my photograph.
Oh, sorry. They're friends of mine. They organised for me to have, this. It's my birthday present.
I broke their camera.
Oh, that was my other birthday present.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. No, really. No, sorry, my fault. No, they're a bit pissed from the birthday party at the zoo, you know. Dark in here, isn't it? All the red lights and things. I suppose it's designed specially so that you can't really see anyone properly, you know. So you're all anonymous. So you wouldn't really know who's in the waiting room with you. I suppose that's why.
Yes.
Doesn't work, does it? I mean, I can see you clear as day. Recognize you anywhere. No, don't turn away. It's too late. I'd know you anywhere. In fact... I know you.
No, you don't.
I do.
You don't.
I do. I know your face. I've seen it in the paper. Are you Ron Barassi?
No.
Tony Gregg?
No.
No, of course you're not. You haven't got a crash helmet on, have you? On telly. I've seen you on television.
You haven't.
No Miss Charlie. You're no Miss Charlie, aren't you?
No.
Mr. Sheen. Harry Butler. Ita Buttrose. I voted for you.
All right, you've discovered my identity. I am Mr. Sheen.
You're not. I did vote for you. You're my local member. I remember you had a pink brochure with a photo of you and your wife and the kids and a cross-eyed dog. Gee, that was really sad. Still, I suppose it pulled a lot of sympathy votes.
The dog?
Your wife. That was awful the way the printers or someone drew that moustache on her.
She has a moustache.
Oh, sorry. That's why you're here. I mean, she must be rich. I mean, sense of humour. She looks like she's really got a lovely personality, though.
Not really.
Oh. You don't remember me, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, I met you last year. Don't you remember? Narelle peed on your arm.
Your daughter?
My koala. Remember the zoo last year? You christened our new fiberglass koala tree. Well, Narelle christened it. You launched it.
Oh, yes, the fiberglass koala tree. How's it going?
Narelle dissolved it. It's all the gum leaves they eat. Go through them like a rocket, you know. They're back on a real tree now, but they don't like it as much. It's not heated. And Narelle's frightened of the ants. Am I talking too much? I think I am. Do you? I think I'm talking too much.
Yes.
Yes, well, you can't blame me. It's my nerves. Bloody nerves. Got a mind of their own, nerves. That's why I work at the zoo now. I couldn't take the pressure of the other job. I used to come home every day and my wife used to say, Ted, you're becoming a nervous wreck. You're going to have to chuck in the wool classing and get a job at the zoo. So I did. And they went away overnight.
Your nerves.
My freckles. Hmm. I used to get tension freckles. Every time I walked into the wool store, whack, freckles everywhere. So embarrassing. I had to tell the blokes my bonnocks blew up in my face. Of course, then they made me sit behind the bales during tea break, and they wouldn't give me an ashtray. And, of course, then there was a fire, and Dalgetty and New Zealand Loan found themselves a bit short of a 1977 wool clip, and Doug Anthony had to fly to Peking and sit through an 80-course dinner in the Great Hall of the People, and then stand up in front of 2,000 freezing Chinese and tell them their thermal underwear wouldn't be arriving because of my freckles. So now I'm at the zoo.
Oh, thank God for that. Look,
Ted.
Ted, yes. I'd appreciate it if you didn't mention to anyone like the party or Mike Willisy or anyone else that you may bump into at the zoo. Even my wife said you didn't see me here. Occasionally, ever.
Right.
Keep it club, shall we?
Right, yes. Well, of course. I'm not going to say anything about it. I mean, I don't know anyone, any politicians or anything. I've never even bought hand soap in my life. What makes you think I...
No reason. It's just that anyone whose tension and freckles have led to an international trade war, well, I'd just appreciate it if you didn't say anything to anyone, OK?
Mum's the word. Of course, the whole thing's ridiculous. If this pastime, massage facility thing was legalised, there'd be no problem.
A lot cheaper, too.
Oh, very true. Very, very true. It's the world's oldest profession, you know.
I know.
Next to politics, of course. Oh, no offence.
No, no.
No, it's been going on for thousands of years, you know. Cleopatra was one.
A politician?
Nearly. A prostitute. No offence.
No.
Of course, Cleopatra was very high class. No lurking about the doorway of a pyramid for her. She charged poor old Mark Antony half of Mesopotamia and a pub in Crete.
Really?
Oh, yes. He was only in Egypt for the weekend. By Saturday morning, he'd given away Brittany, Gaul, the Swiss Alps, and the other pub in Crete. By Sunday night, he'd blown the whole Roman Empire. Lucky it wasn't Queen's birthday on the Monday, or he'd given away Tasmania, if he'd known it was there.
Are you sure? I mean, how do you know all this?
Oh, it's in the book.
What book?
Eric von Daniken's new book, Cleopatra, Egypt's First Astronaut. No question mark.
Oh, sounds fascinating. What does he say?
Don't know. I haven't read it. Bob in Gorillas told me about it. He read it in hospital. They had to surgically remove a Bedford tie from his groin. You see, since they dragged Andrew screaming from the Congo, he's gone through a certain amount of environmental stress. And now they've taken his tire away, he wants to marry his sack.
Bob?
No, Andrew the gorilla. Of course, they're all prayers.
Gorillas?
You know, Cleopatra's mob. Oh. Helen of Troy, Boadicea, Catherine the Great, Alexander the Great, Attila the Hun, the Great...
Hang on. Alexander and Attila were men.
Not according to Eric von Daniken. He's found ancient photos of them wearing dresses. Apparently, Attila the Hun was sent from another planet to start lay girls.
Oh, bullshit.
Well, that's what I said, but how can you argue with a man with a good year in his groin?
Oh, very true.
Oh, yes. Prostitution's been around a long while. Of course, most people don't know this, but it didn't come to Australia... until 1956.
Are you sure?
Positive. Prostitution was introduced to Australia for the Melbourne Olympic Games.
Really?
Yep. Bob Menzies' Liberal government did it. They didn't want our Melbourne girls running around with a randy bunch of Japanese javelin chuckers and Russian shot vaulters. So Bob Menzies imported a shipload of pros. That's why they called him Good Time Bob.
They called him Pig Iron Bob.
Only after they saw the girls... They're not like that here, are they? Oh, God, the blokes are still out there watching.
Don't open the curtain.
Sorry. Is that your car out there, the one with the Z on the number plate?
Yes, why?
They just took a photo of it.
Oh, damn. Why do you and your friends have to pick this place?
Because I got a free ticket.
You get it free? Well, I'm an MP and I don't even get it tax-free.
Ah, yes, but you get free stamps.
Well, it's not quite the same, is it?
No, I suppose it's not. Look, which one would you have? A two-girl butterfly tickle and luxury spa? A Japanese toe tremble and standard spa? Or a house special.
How's your heart?
Fine. All right. Why?
No reason. I mean, you don't have a murmur or anything. You don't wear a pacemaker, do you?
No.
Well, as long as you're fit, I'd take the Japanese toe tremble.
Really? Is that,
Yes, it is. Yes. Apparently, Hugh Hefner invented it to put some interest back in his life. What? I can't take it myself, you know. Pacemaker. The old ticker. I tried it once, though. Daphne and Chiquita were only halfway through the Japanese bit when I realized I should have bought the special.
The house special?
No, the pacemaker special. The 12-volt Herb Elliott model with the supercharger and the cholesterol warning bleeper. But I didn't. I got the standard model, and of course, when I turned it up to Victor starting and Anzac marching, the police suddenly came in.
It was a raid?
No, radio interference. The pacemaker picked up the police. Suddenly the whole room's chocker with Leonard Teal talk-alikes, and Daphne and Chiquita picked up some school bags and started screaming rape.
But apart from that, did you enjoy it?
I don't know. I fainted. My heart stopped.
Really? What happened?
I woke up lying in the bonnet of Chiquita's Ferrari. They got me going with jumper leads.
Darling. Sorry.
Sorry.
No, quick. My coat pocket.
What? Heart pills?
No, batteries.
I'll get a glass of water.
Are these the things, the little round chrome ones?
Yes, hurry.
I can't find any water.
What do I do with them?
Give them to me.
No water. Have some brandy.
No.
Don't panic.
I'm not.
Him, not you.
Come on, big swallow.
No.
Yes, hold his head. Now, big swallow. There you go. Fixed. All better?
You fool. You made him swallow his batteries.
You told me they were pills.
I didn't.
Well, someone did.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Well, all right, it was me.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yes, what are you going to do?
Give him a bucket of All Bran and some dried figs. That's what we did when Jumbo swallowed a baby carriage. Out like a shot. Didn't even fade the hood. Of course, it doesn't always work.
Shut up, darling. You all right, Mr. X?
Eric the camel swallowed a bull worker once and nothing had shifted.
Will you shut up?
Straightened out his hump, but...
How are you now?
Oh, better. Can I have some more brandy?
Of course, now that his hump's all gone, he looks like a horse with a bad nose job. And none of the other camels will talk to him. So he just stands around in the shed all day, sulking with his head in an old suitcase.
Look, what are you talking about? He's close to death.
No, he's all right now. It's just that he stands in the shed all day with his head
in a suitcase. Will you shut up with a camel?
It's just that I'm nervous, tense. Can you see any freckles? I'm sure I can feel them creeping up the back of my neck. Oh, I knew I shouldn't have come here. I've got to get out.
No, don't open the curtain.
It's all right, just calm down.
I'll try, but once the freckles start...
Not you, him.
No, I'm all right now. Sorry, everyone, it's just that when you came in and said, darling, I thought you were my wife.
But she's got a moustache.
I haven't.
My wife.
See?
Good Lord, gave me quite a turn. I thought it'd be Chiquita's jumper leads again for sure.
Are you sure you're all right now, Mr. X? Do you want me to call an ambulance?
No.
You're driving?
No.
A hospital?
No.
How about the Minister for Health?
I am the Minister for Health.
Well, who do you want me to call?
Hide it.
What are yodeling fingers?
Absolutely wonderful.
No, I don't think you're well enough. I don't think you'd survive Heidi.
I survived Changi. I can survive Heidi.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, go on. He'll be all right. Get her to do just a little yodel. You know, with one hand behind her back.
Please.
Oh, all right. Off you go.
Thank you.
Third door on the right. The rubber one with the vibrating handle.
I know. Thank you. Well, goodbye.
Yeah. Ta-da. Sorry about the batteries.
Oh, don't worry, I get them on Medibank. Well, goodbye. Thanks for voting for me.
It's all right, I always vote Labour.
I'm Liberal.
Are you? You didn't look Liberal in the brochure. You look really honest.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, now you, darling. Have you decided what you want?
Well,
you can have anyone except Heidi and Kay, because Kay's got
the mumps. Yeah.
Right. Well, what's it to be?
Are you sure you can't see any freckles?
No.
See? Look, just behind my ear. That's where they
look,
start
coming. Look, darling, I'm not into freckle hunting. Will you please just make up your mind what you want for your bloody birthday so we can get you out of here? Your friends are driving me crazy.
What have they done now?
You mean apart from singing happy birthday 38 times
sorry.
And playing Fernando on the bagpipes?
Sorry, that's Kevin. He got the bagpipes in Bali.
Why?
They were duty-free.
Apart from that, they've been slipping notes under the door.
Sorry.
Ringing the bell
sorry.
And running away giggling.
I am sorry.
In chronological order, they read, have one for me, when you're on a good thing, stick to it, ha ha ha, signed Robbo the Yobbo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If you can read this, keep going. You haven't gone blind yet.
Oh, no.
Signed, you know who, bracket, Dave, close bracket. He's a right, our Dave. Have one for me too, anon. Remember the Alamo? And finally, see you in court, signed your loving wife, P.S. Don't panic, it's only a joke. The other blokes made me write it. So will you please make up your mind what you want before they run out of street directory pages and start writing on the wall?
All right, I'll have the house special.
The house special's off, we're out of hundreds and thousands.
So? What difference does hundreds and thousands make?
What's fairy bread without hundreds and thousands?
Plain old bread and butter.
Precisely.
Point taken. Well, how about the two-girl butterfly tickle?
We're out of butter.
Oh.
Besides, the tandem's broken.
Oh, well, I guess it's the Japanese toe trembler, then.
How's your heart?
Fine. All right. 20/20.
Have you or your family ever suffered from any of the following diseases? Wooden legs?
No.
Epilepsy of the mind?
No.
Terminal bedwetting?
No.
Hereditary suicide?
No.
Chronic tattoos?
No.
Jogging cancer?
No.
Moustache leukemia?
No.
Tension freckles?
Damn.
Sorry.
Oh, I suppose that means sayonara to the Japanese toe trembler.
You wouldn't have enjoyed it much anyway. The tremble machine's playing up a bit. We have to keep calling IBM to come and fix it.
IBM makes a tremble machine?
It was developed for the Apollo space program, and the astronauts liked it so much they decided to put it on the market.
Oh. What about the standard or deluxe spa? I mean, what's the difference?
A dry towel.
Oh. Well, what does that leave me with, then?
Just the usual. The normal. Every day, straight ahead, no frills, number one basic.
You mean just a...
Yes, with the girl of your choice, of course.
Oh, really? Is there any difference?
Not really.
Oh, but I thought in places like this it was meant to be, well, really amazing, you know, wild and kinky, like Luna Park with bodies and things. But it's not, is it?
No.
No, it's not. It's just plain sex.
Get away.
I mean, there's no romance.
No.
Just sex.
Hmm.
With a girl you don't know. Well, I mean, you do know her, sort of, but you don't really know her, do you?
No.
No. It's like drinking beer when you've got a bad cold.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like jumping on a sandcastle you haven't made yourself. There's no joy in it, is there?
Speaking as a sandcastle, no.
I mean, at least I know my wife.
Really?
Oh, yes, know her well. We've been married for 15 years. In fact, I knew her quite well before we were married.
Get away.
No, really. She hasn't got a moustache either.
You're a very lucky man.
I suppose I am. Then again, she does crack her knuckles in bed.
That's different.
Of course, you'd never know it to look at her.
Really?
Oh, she's a very good-looking girl. Runs in the family, you know.
Good looks.
The knuckle-cracking. When they all get together at Christmas, it sounds like a castanet convention.
Look, Ted, darling, can we stop talking? You've been here for 20 minutes now. Will you please make up your mind what you want to do?
Sorry, right. Well, I suppose if there's no difference between them, I should...
Oh, excuse me. Hi, come in, darling. What's your name?
Thank you. Pardon?
What's your name?
John. Jeffrey.
You sure?
Yes.
My name's Candy.
Hello.
Well, Jeffrey, what can we do for you?
How much?
How much is it going to cost you?
Yes.
How much do you have?
$10. 50 cents.
I'm sorry, Jeffrey.
I'm 18, you know. I am.
Are you?
Oh, yes, 18. Definitely. I only look young. A lot of people say I look 15 in 7 months, but I'm not. Oh, I'm 18. Very 18. I go into pubs, and I vote. I vote all the time.
Sorry, Jeffrey, it's not enough.
19. I forgot. I'm not 18 anymore, because it's my birthday today. My 19th birthday. How's that? Is 19 old enough?
It's not your age, Jeffrey.
Isn't it?
You don't have enough money.
Oh, sorry.
Good evening.
It's all right. Don't worry, Jeffrey. Will you go back to the waiting room?
I'll handle this, Candy.
Look, will you please...
I said I would handle this, Candy. I'm, the manager here, son, so it's your birthday, is it?
No. Yes, I'm 19, today.
19? Well, Candy, I think we should give Jeffrey here a nice birthday present, one that he won't forget.
And I should put it on your account?
Yes, that's what I was thinking, yes.
What a lovely idea.
Oh, look at the time, I must go. Have a nice birthday, Jeffrey.
He will.
Thank you.
By the way, Jeffrey, that's a nice bunch of freckles you have there.
Oh, they're showing. Sorry.
Don't worry about it, I used to have some just like it myself. Good night.
Birthday Boy was written by Gary Riley and Tony Sattler. You heard Graham Kennedy, Nolene Brown, Stuart Wagstaff, and Robert Hughes. Sound effects by Steve Collins. Recorded and engineered by Michael Byrne. Produced by Gary Riley and Tony Sattler. Executive producer, Julianne Ford. Graham Kennedy's RS Playhouse is an RS production for the ABC.